Number 3. Mr. and Mrs. Williams had always spent their summer holidays in England in the past, in a small boarding house at the seaside. One year, however, Mr. Williams made a lot of money in his business, so they decided to go to Rome and stay at a really good hotel while they went around and saw the sights of that famous city. They flew to Rome and arrived at their hotel late one evening. They expected that they would have to go to bed hungry, because in the boarding houses they'd been used to in the past, no meals were served after 7 o'clock in the evening. They were therefore surprised when the clerk who received them in the hall of the hotel asked them whether they would be taking dinner there that night. "Are you still serving dinner, then?" asked Mrs. Williams. "Yes, certainly, madam," answered the clerk. "We serve it until 9:30. "What are the times of meals, then?" asked Mr. Williams. "Well, sir," answered the clerk, "we serve breakfast from 7 to 11:30 in the morning, lunch from 12 to 3 in the afternoon, tea from 4 to 5, and dinner from 6 to 9:30. "But that hardly leaves any time for us to see the sights of Rome," said Mrs. Williams in a disappointed voice.
One. Where have Mr. and Mrs. Williams always spent their summer holidays in England? Two. Why did they decide to go to Rome one year? Three. What kind of hotel did they decide to stay at? Four. How did they go to Rome? Five. After what time were no meals served in their boarding house? Six. What did the clerk who received them in the hall of the hotel ask them? Seven. Until what time was dinner served at the hotel in Rome? Eight. When did they serve breakfast? Nine. When did they serve lunch? Ten. What did Mrs. Williams say in a disappointed voice?